Thank you for coming. I forget how many of these we've done so far. Does anyone? Not enough? Too many? So it's been really good watching, you know, the community evolve over the years and people getting together and sharing ideas and learning from each other. I would like to call attention to the GNU Radio Conference in Charlotte in September of this year. Charlotte, North Carolina in the U.S. Charlotte is a major airport. You should be able to get direct flights from London and Frankfurt, at least, and a couple other places. And it's always a very good conference. We have the European GNU Radio Days, which I would love to go to, except you've scheduled it on top of the Embedded Linux Conference in the U.S. Come on in. We're just doing the procedurals. We have stickers. Please take stickers. The guys don't want to carry them home. We have a speaker gift of Pluto. Thanks, Robin. And we will also be able to give some out to people who ask very good questions. So during the talk, think of good questions to ask. And if the jury awards you a Pluto, that's what will happen. And with that, is there anything else? So we'll stick to the schedule. We have to stick to the schedule because the video recordings are done by time slices. So if you end early, your next talk will start on time. And your talks cannot run over. And we'll do like a 5-minute gap in between to change the room. The room will probably fill up and it will get very crowded and very hot. And there will probably be a line. So if you haven't been before, getting in and out can be a problem. If you need food, we can probably send a runner for one occasionally. And if you need mate, we can do the same. So last week we had a Hackfest at Eastek in the Netherlands outside of Leiden, organized by Andre here. And that was a very nice experience and a very nice facility, and there was a wonderful cat. And with that, we'll let Andre explain what we got done.
All right, thanks, Philip. As Philip said, my name is Andre. I'm a ESA employee by day and a GNU Radio officer by night. And I had the wonderful pleasure of inviting people to my workplace 3 days before FOSDEM to have a little hackfest, sit together and hack on GNU Radio and related projects. And, right, oh, I'm, wait, that's the wrong slides. I have to go here. Right. So the slides are also already online. You can visit this link. And actually, if I switch the slides here, it will also switch on your laptop then. So it's kind of convenient for you. I had other slides before already assembled at the Hackfest, but then I left my laptop at home. So I had to, yesterday at night, I reassembled everything I could remember. Ah, yeah, 2 a.m., something like that. So, sorry if I forgot anything we did at the Hackfest. We have a lot of people that were there, so correct me if I'm wrong somewhere. All right, some facts. So, it was 3 days. We had meeting rooms from the 28th until the 30th. We had food and convenient traveling from the next big city. In total, we had 14 participants, including me. And 6 of those were actually GNU Radio officers, so that is a good turnout, I think, from the GNU Radio project folks. And we also had a Space Cat on site, which helped improve the productivity of everyone attending. And I also, at this point, want to thank my section and my division at ESA Aztec for letting me invite everyone and book the meeting rooms and, have this wonderful event. So, basically, this is how Hackfest looks like. It's a bit blurry, but we don't need much. We just need a meeting room. We just need convenient support for food and drinks, and then basically some reason to go to a place, for example, like FOSDEM. So if you live or if you have something in Brussels for next year, I think we will be happy to arrange something. Right. There's the space cat that we visited and had some quality time with it. And it's actually a real staff, so it has a badge and it can go in and out of the facility, so no problem there. So what kind of topics were we working on? So we had one group that was basically dedicated 3 days working on the scheduler and the runtime, and it was had some high-profile members. So Markus Müller was there, Bastian Blössel, and some other GNU Radio core developers who actually started from scratch and made some progress on that. Then we had a group dedicated to GNU Radio 3.8 out of 3 module porting, and also coming up with a way how to create a binary package feed for out of 3 modules, because right now we have PyBombs and you have to compile everything from source, and it's not super convenient for every end user we currently have out there. And then we also, at the last day, we had some smaller group that looked at SIGMF and how to improve the ecosystem in regard with regard to SIGMF. So the schedule and runtime. So the first day, the group had a brainstorming session and basically assembled a 2-page document, something like that, with thoughts and basically all the collected lessons learned, everything, how to write it correctly. And the second and third day, they basically spent implementing a first proof of concept, and it's actually already a public Git repo, which can be accessed at this URL. Right. Then for the GNU Radio 3.8 out of 3 module porting, we had some features that were implemented for SIGLU. So Zach had some effort actually implementing the Qt GUI in Osmocom FFT. So I don't know, I think a lot of you know Osmocom FFT, and it previously used the WX GUI, I think, in GNU Radio 3.7. And now it will hopefully soon, after the pull request or patches get merged, support Qt. And so with that, also GNU Radio 3.8. Which is a nice effort. So some more plots from Osmocom FFT, how it looks with Qt. Also, Nicolas made an effort to actually have one extra column in SIGGRAPH which displays the supported versions. So if you have an out of 3 module, you can write in your manifest file which versions you support, and we will automatically display this in SIGGRAPH now. And also, if you have a logo and we click on one of the pages here, you can have your logo shown there. So that's some small fixes, but it's a quality of life improvement for the packages. So also, if someone wants to port some modules from 3.7 to 3.8, you can just look at the list and pick one of your favorite modules that are not yet ported. Yeah, and for the automatic package feed for the out of 3 modules, I was basically looking at that with several other people, how to do it the most efficient way. And the most efficient way will be probably to add more metadata to the PyBombs recipes, then have a automatic, let's say, templating script, which then templates my Ubuntu or Debian source package files, and then we can feed it through some CI pipeline, which I spent a bit writing the templates. And there's also Git repo, which is already public, but I forgot to put the link here. And hopefully soon I will be able to progress on this in a efficient manner. Right. And then on SIGMF tooling, we want to implement and support as many external tools or tools around in the GNU Radio ecosystem with SIGMF. And one part of that is, for example, to have one library or header-only library for C++, which has a good packaging in downstream packages. So I looked at that and posted the pull request to the DeepSig libsigmf repo, which improves the CMake, and hopefully I get some reviews and get this code merged after the Hackfest. Yeah, also Schneider did some effort to actually implement SIGMF in, or look at his old code to implement SIGMF in Spectrum. So if you have a SIGMF annotated file, you can load it in Spectrum and then have like these annotations displayed inside of your Spectrum. Yeah. Right. Also, at Hackfest, we do fun activities, and being at the European Space Research and Technology Center, it has some upsides. So we can, for example, watch 3D CGI and real footage of the ISS. So basically, a nice image movie of us floating through the ISS, and also learning a lot about microgravity and why we actually do some space research. And also visiting the concurrent design facility at ESTEC and learning on about how to actually do spacecraft design in the early stages to get something into space. So, conclusions, we have some real progress, actual code of GNU/Radio runtime and scheduler, thanks to the folks working hard and not for 3 days. We have some packages, I actually forgot some packages that got 3.8 updates because, yeah, the slides were done tonight. And some more interest in SIGMF, and maybe we get some more tooling done soon. There's an idea to actually have a GSOC also working on that. Maybe some student in this room or from outside this room wants to work on that as well. And yeah. Thanks for your attention, and just join the next Hackfest. And I don't know when we will have the next Hackfest, so we are very welcome to suggestions. And also, if there's some conference or some other event in proximity, and there's like 3 days before that we can have a meeting room for 20 people or 10, depending on the location, just come up, chat with us, and we might be able to have another one. Yeah, that's about all I have right now.
Do we have any?
Yeah.